have been informed. We have a quorum. I ask the, according to the agenda, this meeting is called to order. I ask Secretary Davis for a roll call.
This is the September 9th, 2015 meeting of the KPFT LSB. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Adriana Casaneva.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. If we requested an excused absence.
Did she request an excused absence?
Yes. Yes.
Well, she requested it. I'm yes. just saying.
Wait, yes. She requested an excused absence, but she has already, since we passed the rules, she has already three excused absences. It means that this one cannot be excused.
Okay.
Okay.
Phil Collins.
Present.
Nancy Saibara Nartomi.
Present.
Alanalan Aprim.
In the house.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
Jim Krafka.
Here.
Hank Lamb, I believe he also requested
yes,
an excused absence. Robert Mark, I believe also requested an excused absence. Susan Rodwan.
Here.
Joseph K.
I haven't heard anything from Joseph.
Neither have I.
I called both numbers and no answer. I left messages. I don't know what's going on.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Deborah Shafto. Bernadine Williams.
She said that she came February, but.
Okay.
Jessica Apollinar. Tony Cox. Joseph Davis, I am present. Liana Lopez.
She asked for an excuse absence, but she's in the same situation. She had from June, she had four absences, two excuse and two unexcused, and I told her that.
George Ryder.
George Ryder didn't ask for an excuse absence, and George Ryder got three unexcused absences in July 8, July 15, and August 12.
Venetia Patel Adams, who did receive a request for excused absence. Let's see. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
For the record?
13 members are present. We have made quorum.
Sorry.
For the record?
I think we already have these. I think we already have.
Excuse me. For the record, you will find on your LSB email trail that Ms. Liana Lopez was informed today that she is not eligible for another excused absence. She did respond, so you can read that accordingly. But as chairman, I'm trying to not hit people with this new rule, but give them a warning if I'm aware that they are up against the new rule. But her response is appropriate, I think. She acknowledges she hadn't participated anyway, so she's not going to fight the LSD for not considering her a member should she not show up next month. And we do have an issue with Mr. George Ryder. It has been brought to my attention. And Mr. Ryder has missed three meetings without an excuse. And for that reason, based on the bylaws, Mr. Ryder is no longer on the LSD.
Unless he comes tonight.
No.
We said three, not four.
No, I mean, if he comes late tonight to the meeting.
He has missed three.
Four already.
But I thought one of them was excused.
Nancy.
Do you have a record of it? If it's not in the record of the secretary, I can't accept any other records. We do have an elected secretary who's responsible for tracking this, and I try to work closely with him to make sure that we're not overlooking or underlooking. And I've tried to make it clear to folks, since this new rule has been in effect, that I dropped the ball after taking over from Mr. Gold a few months ago with respect to managing this issue of three absences. But I'm trying to stay on top of it this time. Yes, ma'am.
Since I know that George Ryder has been on the East Coast for 3 months, I'm surprised that he hasn't requested an excused absence. for, we don't know that he's requesting an excused absence.
May I?
Yes, ma'am.
Since he's out.
July 8th.
July 8th, he sent an email at 6:48 p.m. Mm-hmm. We discussed that this meeting was 6:48 p.m. Mm-hmm. Was the only ask for excused absence was 6:48. The rule said 4, right? That's why you said, and Susan was in the same situation, and we didn't excuse her. And I think that Diana was in the same situation, and we didn't excuse them. I mean, the reality is, she could ask the other 2 meetings, and she didn't meet.
Well, when he asked for that excused absence, was he informing us that he usually goes out of town for 3 months of the summer?
I'm in New York and cannot attend.
That was the whole thing.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Cracker?
I make a motion that we excuse the 6:48 p.m. absence because of his PMB committee membership.
He is active on the PMB.
And the fact that he probably just started at U of A.
Come on.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I object.
Well, we have an objection.
July.
Yes, ladies. The motion withdrawn?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's been seconded. He can't withdraw it.
Oh, good. Let's go forward with it then. The motion has been made that we excuse Mr. Ryder's 6:40, whatever. I hear some objections. I'd like to entertain for and against and then vote on the motion. Since I heard you first, you want to speak against the motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, George was here when we made that, and he had some objections to that, but he was here when we did vote on that. He understood it. George is doing what? Coordinating and governance. Committees.
Strategic planning.
No, he's not doing program. He quit. So he's doing 3. And Adriana, I think, is doing around 6 or 7. Too many. We need PMB members who will take on more work.
Anyone else want to speak against the motion? Against the motion or for the motion? Anyone else want to speak against the motion? Yes, sir.
I'm seeing against it on a technicality. We can't vote to excuse the absence because it's unexcused. However, we can vote to suspend the special rule that requires a 2/3 vote.
Well, that's not the motion before us, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to take a second motion, but I want to dispense of this one first. Yes, ma'am.
I believe that the rules, you know, we always have in this foundation, that is our problem. We have people that, for whatever reason, are being granted different situations. The rule was clear. He was here when we passed the rule. We have this problem with the LSB, and that's why desperately, after I don't know how many years, we put the rule there. And he was in May 13, when we passed the rule, he was here. The rules apply to everybody, George Ryder or everybody.
All right, Mr. Kraft. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Mr. Kraft.
Okay, I'll speak for the motion since we've got 2 people speak against it. Okay, if we don't approve this, the year is winding to a close, there's no elections, there's not going to be elections, there may be elections, there's no money, we're going to steal money from here to pay for the elections. Let's put out the announcement with Wayne and the vice chair asking for people to apply to be on our LSB, and they can come 2 meetings from now. We're not going to make quorum. I don't know.
It'd actually help us make quorum.
I don't understand.
I would draw my motion. And
go ahead.
It seems like that the person who's subject to reprimanded or this rule is going to be applied to should be the person asking for a consideration from the board, not us deciding it now. Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he's Maybe, you know, we don't know what...
But they're not here.
Yeah, I know. And so I think that he needs to come to the next...
Which is problematic. That's the whole problematic issue.
But you can't expect them to ask for something he's not perfect.
No, but you can see the pattern.
So it's June, July, August.
I just think it should be tabled until the person shows up and asks for it themselves.
Actually, it's not... do we have any more... You had a point of information, I believe. I'm coming over here.
Well, I was talking to Robert Mark earlier, and he said he had received an email from George Ryder saying that he could not come tonight. So are we sure we do not have an email from him?
Should it go to the board?
He said that he made it to the board.
Why would he receive one and the rest of us didn't?
Saying that he and Deborah will be here tonight,
mm-hmm.
because Deborah is in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have heard two unexcused absences since she was elected. This is the third one. I don't know.
So we received an email saying he's coming tonight.
He sent an email saying that he and Deborah were coming.
I saw the same email. I saw it. This is his connector.
Suspend. We already, ladies and gentlemen, it's been brought to my attention by our in-house parliamentarian that this discussion is, in fact, a motion to suspend the rules, even though it's not stated as such. So, we're going to have a threshold of 2/3 when we do get to the vote. And I'm hoping we can get to the vote.
Yes.
Wesley.
I have a point of information. Okay. Will the special rule on the LSB affect his membership on the PNB?
Of course, he can. He's representing us on the PNB.
They are on their way.
Okay.
Yeah, but already he has missed. Right.
See, we're not talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's not an issue. Tonight is not an issue. So y'all getting a little confused here. What we're saying is August, July.
He's out. 2 July. July
15th
and August 12th.
So I'm not concerned about whether they show up tonight or not. That's not a big issue.
Do I get to speak to the motion on the floor?
Sure.
Okay. You know, we have a similar issue with Joseph Hay. We have a similar issue with Deanna Lopez. We have a similar issue.
No, we do not. It has not gotten to that point yet. It will be. It's a possibility we will because of their pattern. But the whole reason the governor's committee spent 3 months to fashion a rule change, and y'all sent it back and they refashioned it. You sent it back and they refashioned it to try to clean this mess up of always struggling to get a quorum because people want to serve, they want it in name, but they're not available in person. It pains me to have to make this decision.
Well,
because you were giving out incorrect information, so I stand down, but you were giving out incorrect information.
Well,
it doesn't affect
me. Actually, it was your interpretation of what I mean by similar. I mean, we have some people that are missing long periods of time, whether they're asking for...
It's still not the same thing, madam.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
These people you're referring to have not missed 3 meetings in a row.
Because it's very difficult for me to hold my train of thought.
Time limit.
To make my point.
She's going to go to town.
Okay. At some point, we'll find out what George's reasoning is and then we can decide. But we can spend all of our time trying to take people off this board with not enough time to recruit new people. Or we can just maybe have an attitude of, like, making it pleasant to come to these meetings.
There has nothing to do with anything you said, having a rule that you don't live up to. You make rules so that you live up to them and you can have some governance. And if you make an exception for one, you have to make an exception for all.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I didn't make my point for you to have a personal back and forth with me. If you don't agree with my point, then
we need a time
to the next person.
Well, I'll go on to the next person.
I'll call the question.
Very good. Those, you know what you're voting on. You're voting on to suspend the rules, to make an exception for an individual. That's what you're voting on. So you'll know that. And know this, that if you make this exception, you better be prepared to make every other exception too, which means your rule is none effect.
Right.
So now, are you prepared to vote?
I'm prepared to vote. Oh, point of information?
Those of you, in, go ahead.
So are you saying that if this does not pass, then
George is off.
Stick to the
then George Ryder's off the board.
Regardless of the time. Off the P&L.
He's missed more than three.
Okay.
This ain't my rule. It ain't my rule. I didn't make the rule. Those in favor of the motion, which means to issue the suspension of the rule, please raise your hands. Those opposed. 5-4. The motion does not pass. Now, let the record reflect.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move that that we table this decision about whether to remove George Ryder
I will have to rule that out of order.
Point of information then?
I would have to rule your potential motion out of order for the purpose that it doesn't comport with the established rules.
So, my point of information you're calling out of order before you
almost made a motion, and I'm just kind of saying it. It would be out of order if you made it.
You're telling me I can't make a motion before I make it.
No, you can make it. Go ahead and make it.
Let's get to the
agenda. Right ahead and get your second.
Point of information that there was a motion on the floor, and what was your motion again?
You just voted on it. You don't know what it was?
To suspend the rules.
Okay. I'm not spending any more time on this matter. We have an agenda.
I shouldn't lose a vote on the national board because we kicked George Ryder off.
Well, you concerned about yourself or you concerned about the governance of this committee?
Right.
Are you concerned about yourself or are you concerned about the governance and the effectiveness of rules?
I'm concerned about what happens on the national.
That's that factionalism that
really
I don't even want to have a handle.
PNB member for Pacifica.
Well,
and you're just dumping him.
I'm not doing anything, and I'm not taking responsibility for it. It's a rule. Yes,
following the rule.
Which is something you ought to recognize.
Yeah, you should try that.
It ought to be something you can recognize.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you do in court. You don't act a fool like you do in here, but nevertheless.
Well, we're all fools, aren't we, Dwayne?
Have we? We now have an agenda, and the agenda is before you, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
I have some agenda items.
I had a motion first.
I put on the agenda. We're on the agenda now, by the way.
I had a motion before we do this. We got to approve.
We already voted on it.
We have to approve the excused absences first and determine the role tonight. Then we go forward. We're on the agenda. Roll call, established quorum, excused absence request.
Right.
I move that we accept the excused absences and we don't accept the people that did not ask for absences and count them towards their three absences.
Is there any objections?
What do you mean?
Are there any objections?
No.
Oh, he says this motion is to approve the excused absences.
The excused absences, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because some of them asked for an excused absence, but we cannot count it to them. Then we need to name who are we asking
okay.
the excused
name absences. The excused absences. That's adequate.
The one that wouldn't.
Objections. No. Are there any objections?
Once we get the names on, and then if we don't have any objections, we can move forward.
Venetia? Robert Mark and Hank Lamb.
So it's only three excused absences.
Lanisha
Patel, Liana Lopez.
Those are okay? Okay, I didn't see that.
Running late, I've got it right.
Liana?
Doesn't apply. She has already enough excuses. We cannot grant her an excuse absence.
She stated that earlier.
Who
Liana
her?
Is up, has used up her three.
And she knows.
Yeah.
Now, I'd have to refer to the secretary on Jessica. I'm not
same
sure.
Same problem with Maria Elena's Castellanos. She has too many absences.
She's got her limit.
Put George and Deborah on their way here.
Okay.
Marilyn has sent it to the wrong address. She should have sent it to LSB. She sent it KPFDX.
Nancy, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because the rule applied to Marielena, to
I'm just saying
Juliana,
why
to
he didn't
everybody.
Get it. I'm not saying, I'm not objecting to that.
So let's
put words in my mouth.
Give me a little more attention, a little more order here. So we have Venetia Patel Adams.
Robert Mark.
Hank Lamb. Yes. Those are the excused absences. Okay.
Any objections?
Do we have any objections? Okay, they are excused. Obviously, the others are recorded as absent without cause. Huh?
Point of information.
Yes.
Do we have anybody besides George based upon the rules that we need to deal with?
Not this month, but if an individual or two don't show up next month, they will be up against it.
Jessica, Maria Lanahan?
No.
Nobody?
No.
Next month?
No. I think that Deborah is coming. Not Deborah.
She would have been if she hadn't showed up today. Because she's had two meetings that she didn't request an absence. She hadn't requested, but if she shows up today, that would not be a third.
See, Joseph came.
Joseph K. has used up all of his excuses.
Well, no, he has two consecutive unexcused absences.
I'll give him a note, too, just like I gave Liana.
I'm not volunteering, but do we need a stack keeper?
Hopefully, yeah, if we get to there at this point.
I'm worried about him.
You have the agenda ahead of you.
I have some five agenda items.
Five agenda items?
Yes.
Oh, I think I have a copy of that.
Mr. Chair.
Just a moment, please.
Teresa, we have to get to the
Where
agenda.
Do you want your agenda items, Nancy?
Point, Ms.
Looking
Nancy,
at all of these agenda items, it appears that she wants a whole meeting on her own. Nancy, so where would the agenda items fit?
C.
C?
C what? Yeah. Agenda.
What number? C1.
C1.
After agenda? No,
one
C,
business.
You mean?
Yeah.
One C?
Yes.
I second that.
And 2C and 3C and 4C
and
5C
and
5.1C and 5.2C and 5.3C and 5.4C.
Okay, the motion is that we move agenda item sheet here that is before you to 1C. 1. 1C1 is what it would be?
Okay, under C, agenda, I'd like to put the agenda items I have given a copy to everybody.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay.
I second that, and I would like to make an amendment.
I haven't even looked at these.
I would like to move 3 on her agenda up to 1 on her agenda, so I can leave with George Ryder, and we can go get a drink somewhere, if he drinks.
3?
Or smoke, whatever. I want to be moved up to 1 on her agenda item, so I don't have to sit there and go through the other one.
1 is to remove Krafka.
Right, of course.
To vote to remove Krafka.
Well,
but you
really
think
I'm really think number 1 is more important. That's why I put it in.
Hold on. Let's slow down for a minute. It was no need to kind of just letting it reduce to. All right. We do have an agenda before you. I am accepting a motion that has been seconded to move the agenda items on this sheet to C1 with, and I'll deal with your subsequent motion, Mr. Krafka. But are there any objections? And I heard some. So let's deal with the objections to moving this agenda item sheet to 1C1. Mr. Boyd.
Okay, there's nothing unusual about these motions. These should be right at the end as new business. You, as the chair, should, any of these motions that should be sent to a committee, should be sent to a committee. They shouldn't be brought directly to the, if we're following the rule, Mr. Chair, they shouldn't be put directly on an agenda without having gone through a vetting process. Unless, perhaps, somebody has some inside grease. And so I would suggest first that these be presented to the appropriate committee. If not, wait in line just like everybody else, right at the end.
Okay, any other objections? You can't object to your own motion. Any other objections?
We are talking about the 7 items.
We're talking about the 7 items. Moving it to the front of our agenda.
His motion or?
No, we're through. We haven't picked up. He won addendum to this one, but we're going to take care of her motion. Then we're going to take care of his motion. Her motion is to move these items up in the agenda to 1C1.
And I have a point of information.
Can I motivate?
Go ahead.
Have any of these come from a committee?
Ask the gentle lady. Has any of your proposed motions been vetted in the committee?
Putting the archives back on the website. In governance, but they haven't been passed.
Now, I do want to point out that no rule preclude a member of this body from bringing a motion on the floor that has not come out of committee. That doesn't exist.
No. Okay.
Now, whether or not you approve it or not, you're the last say, but no rule requires that a motion comes out of committee. You have a right as a member. The problem is getting the majority to agree with you. Go ahead.
I have an amendment. I agree. If she wants to discuss this issue, we will discuss the merit when it's time to. But I believe that needs to be far in the agenda. We have at least need to be, after 5 or 6, because if not, it's jumping on the report. We should have a chair report. We need to talk about the town hall meeting. We have so many things to discuss.
So let's dispense of this motion.
My amendment is to put it at 6A.
Well, I don't want, if you please, don't stack amendments on amendments. Just deal with this amendment. Well, let's either vote it up or down.
That's
and then you can come up with a new motion if you want.
Can I speak to it?
Yes, sir.
I just had to vocalize this. This is the first time in a long time I actually agreed with my colleague, Mr. Boyd. I just wanted to say that
picture.
For the record. Yeah.
No, actually, I agree with them. But the bottom line is y'all have the authority.
We need to put the time on our...
Can I motivate?
Motivate your motion.
Okay. Number one,
okay.
I put at the top.
Let's give up.
801. I need the same time that Teresa got.
Who's got a time?
Time on the agenda item.
I can't have the time.
Actually, we've already expended the 10 minutes, so I might need a motion to extend.
Okay, we have time for her.
2 minutes.
No, a time for this.
Oh, once it goes on the agenda,
then we'll do it.
It's pretty open.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Number one is something that's very vital after the transmitter, and we do have a transmitter. There, it's wonderful. Praise God. Anyway, on all the divine power. But the telephones are really, really hurting us. Calls are dropped. Guest calls, callers are dropped. When you try to push hold, because somebody called in for the fund drive to pledge, and you push hold, and then everybody, and that person gets dropped. And so the others are calling. Nobody picks up the phone. They think, they don't need my pledge. You know, so really, really bad things about the telephone. And Eddie Garcia told us that the whole neighborhood telephone system is really bad. So I think we could just move. This is number one.
You're going to have to vote on it.
No.
Are you prepared to vote?
Yeah. I didn't even say what it is yet.
Well, Nancy, my only problem with that is that what we are discussing is to put items on the agenda, not the
That's
merits.
That's true. That's true.
Not the merits,
yes.
of the motion.
Yes.
The merit of the... Because
but,
if not, we are already at the 30
yes,
minutes.
Yes, but usually you
Nancy,
say what the motion
I
is. And
I think my problem is that we have 30 minutes already spent in approving an agenda. After 30 minutes, we didn't approve the agenda.
No, we haven't started. We just started talking about the agenda.
Well, first off,
I'm
at this point, you don't need to motivate it anymore. I believe the people know how
to
vote.
I don't
want
to motivate. It's the wrong
what
time.
I would like to
but
do
I
now.
Like to, I like to itemize what they
no,
are.
No, we're not going to spend that much time doing that. What we're going to do is...
What
we're doing is the people have a right to accept it or reject it.
They don't know what they're accepting.
And we're not going to spend the next 20 minutes going over it either, because you could have sent it out on an email if you wanted them to read it a few months ago. How long ago?
That
All five stations I sent it so to. That means they didn't.
So what I'm suggesting to you is that people, you can spend the next 30 minutes and people still going to have the same mind made up. So you don't need to spend any more time discussing it. It's either going to be approved
or disapproved.
Okay, you
want to trash it? Just trash it.
No, I want to vote on it. That's what I want to do. I have no bone in it. I got no dog in this, huh? I just want to vote on it. I just want to move it forward. Mm-hmm. Now, those of you in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Those opposed?
I'd like to make a note that George Ryder and Deb Shafto are here.
Let the note be made that Deb Shafto and Mr. Ryder is here. In the middle of the vote, I didn't get one. So those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands.
Should George be sitting at the table?
Well,
that's why.
I'm sorry,
Jerry.
We're not family, Wes.
I'm told that we've been removed from the board.
Yes.
For what?
Three unexcused absences.
I'm sorry. We've had a discussion.
I don't mind answering your questions.
In any case, it isn't three unexcused absences. I believe that was here in June.
No, this is bylaw.
I think he has a right to review the record, and as a result, what time is it? It's 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Okay, we'll suspend that until which time we hear from the public. Let the record also reflect Ms. Williams has arrived, but we'll suspend the LSB operations as customary to have any of the members who are present who would like to address the LSB. Do we have any? One. Is that all? Okay. Mr. Ted, you have the floor.
Just want to invite you all to a meeting with Stephanie Coleman, who is the publisher of Trey Magazine. It's going to be at noon this Friday at This Is It Soul Food. And we're going to be going over a draft of a document that the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee is going to be publishing that is highlighting programs that come under the umbrella of ARDC that is being paid for exclusively by $400 from the Herman Park Rotary Club. So that's this Friday at noon at This Is It Soul Food. Thank you.
Why don't you take
it? Well, where is the address?
It's on Blodgett Street in the 3rd Ward.
Blodgett at Delano.
Can we ask them questions?
Well, go ahead. Generally, don't.
Don't kill time.
I wanted to ask Ted a question.
Mr. Crafter, go ahead.
Ted, what do you think about this little absence thing?
No? Okay. Ted, would you also take this opportunity to present the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee meeting report?
I want you to get through your agenda.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get to it since we don't have much fun.
Hand it out in writing.
Okay. No other? Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll just be brief. I'll stick my neck out.
George
came in late. So what they were talking about is removing it for excessive absences. And, you know, I understand that, and I agree with you, Duane, about the importance of following rules and being consistent. The trouble is if the rule is too arbitrary, it may be counterproductive. You know, you all know we have people who are really active on this LSB, our local committees. We have people who are active in our national board and our national committees. And we have people that are not really active, but maybe good meeting attenders, but don't actually do work for the committees. So I need you to be thinking about that. And I think maybe the rules should be adjusted a little bit, because I know it's hard to be consistent, I guess. But I think you do need something besides just an arbitrary rule that just looks at whether you're attending a meeting or not. Because George is one of the hardest working people I've seen. He used to be chair of the national board. I was on it then, and I know how hard he works, and I know how hard he works in the national committees. And most of the work gets done, none of the work gets done in the meetings. The only thing theoretically meetings should be doing is doing planning and coordinating for things to be done outside the meetings and reporting what's been done. But what's happening is so many of the people on, it's not just here, it's all their local boards, and on the national board too, is you have people that they may attend meetings, but they don't do anything else. All they want to do is complain or vote. They will show up for votes, but not doing the work. Well, George is one of the ones who does the work, and I think you need to recognize that.
Well, first, I thank you for your comments. Nevertheless, it isn't my rule, and nor am I charged to like it or dislike it. But the fact that he brought my name into it. I am going to make it clear that I didn't bring this to the board, that the secretary was doing his job in terms of managing what we described as absences. So since it's been brought to my attention, and I acknowledge to you guys that I dropped the ball in between taking over for Mr. Gold, and some folk fell through the cracks with respect to these rules, and I am trying to do my job to move it forward. Now, I'm not going to accept the responsibility that I'm putting someone off the board, because I ain't. What in effect is, and it's really not an arbitrary rule, it was thought of for 3 months, sent back to committee to revise, and it was passed by this LSB.
No, I understand.
Okay. Now, if we have any additional members who want to speak to the gallery, otherwise we'll go back into session and address Mr. Ryder's. Yes.
We're addressing Mr. Ryder?
Yes.
I can talk. I just think it might be helpful for you to know, George, that the votes for you were Teresa, Phil, Jim, and Jim. That's it.
Yes.
I also have some information.
The office?
Wesley Bethune arrived 20 minutes late. Our chair arrived 25 minutes late. Bernadine Williams arrived 55 minutes late. Jim Kraftke arrived 25 minutes late. And if I had left, we wouldn't have had quorum.
If I hadn't showed up, we wouldn't have had quorum.
That's right. That's right.
So that's why.
What is the point? I think, as Bill Crozier mentioned, each of us needs to think about the leadership roles that we are taking, and do we measure a person's contribution to the station and to the foundation merely by whether or not they miss a meeting?
Thank you.
I think every one of us individually needs to consider that, especially consider whether you're willing to put in maybe 6 or 7 hours a week, each of us.
I show up at every committee meeting, as you don't have to.
I'm not arguing
that's what most folks do. Did you have something to say?
I think that the problem is, again, we are falling exactly at the same place. The rules, depending to who, apply or do not. And I disagree, and I'm in this board since 2013 trying to do exactly that, trying to make this something that applies to everybody. Doesn't matter how big you think that you are or anybody else think that you are, we need all to use the same rules to be fair. We are during so many years trying to pass a rule. George was here in May 13 when we approved that rule. It means that he knows. You can see he is the first member that falls in that category. But we have other people, but you can see from 10 meetings, he came to 5. I'm sorry, but it's 50%. If he took the time, even one of those 3 consecutive unexcused absences, to follow the rule and send an email before 4 a.m., saying, excuse me, 4 p.m., excuse me, I will not be there, I think that we will not be talking about this. Like other people, we have other people in the same situation, but they took the time to send that. I mean, what I found really appalling is that depending who the person is, we act. I saw how we chased out of this board in March 2013, Mr. Eddie Garcia. That I didn't know him practically. It was my third meeting.
Well, I did.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to hear that.
I'm sorry. And we chasing up to this board using even more ridiculous rules. But we did it. We have members saying, no, I can prove that he said to me, 2 members saying, they say, didn't count. We say, it's not in the recording. Didn't happen. Now we want to change the rules. Why? Don't we have respect for this body? That is the problem with governance. Governance need to be, the rules need to be applied to everybody. We don't need to pass them brown and black lives matter, because the rule will be applied to everybody. Why don't we start here?
And for the record, you can't be late for a meeting that doesn't start. So since the meeting is not started, you don't consider that late. Understand that?
I'm just saying I should.
Or I just, you sent out bad information, I was responsible for it.
Just
go right ahead, sir.
We wouldn't be in this situation.
I was lucky enough
misinformation.
To serve with George on the Pacific Coast National Board Programming Committee. George is very dedicated individual. He, we got consensus. We worked on this for 2-3 years, and finally got something that passed with only one objection. Unfortunately, it was never management wouldn't do it. But
the evidence.
George is tireless, and he's really great. But may I say that Deb and I and Bernadine, we weren't here when the original, the rule was set up. But I voted against, not against you, but for the rule that the committee, the LSB, has approved. And it's nothing personal.
Before we left to go to public comment, I had appealed to the secretary to state to Mr. Ryder what the decision was based on and allow Mr. Ryder to respond.
Okay, the decision on the absences for July 8th, July 15th, and August the 12th. And the vote taken was 4 and 5 opposed for suspending the rule.
But the basis of it was that what absences in what month?
Right. July 8th, July 15th, and August the 12th.
Would you care to respond?
Yes. You knew when this rule was made that I would be out of town for this period. I sent the request to be excused for the first of these. But the rule, as you said, it didn't make any difference whether you're excused or not. Is that correct?
No.
That it was 3 active absences.
After the 4th?
Whether they were excused or not. So basically, you set up a situation so that I cannot participate on this board. When you set it up, I asked at the time, is it the case that you are passing a rule which will prevent me from being here because I leave for the summer? And the answer was no, this is not intended to do that. My sense is, I don't know where this is coming from. I didn't know about the second meeting in July. I've been here every time I could be here. I sent in an excuse the first time. You all know why I'm not here. You all know it has nothing to do with not wanting to participate on the board. You all know it has nothing to do with not being willing to take responsibility on this board, which is the stated reason for the rule. It seems to me absurd to apply this rule in this situation.
Yes, ma'am. You've spoke on this issue before. She hasn't. So will you please? I don't recognize you at this time. Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to answer what you said.
You won't be recognized.
When we pass the rule, you ask, and we say no, because if you do one of the 3 times,
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair and say he's never going to recognize me again.
Before 4 p.m., you will not be in that situation. You can have 10, but like something, a bunch of, but you need to have an excuse. You have 3 excuses.
Let me say that I did send an email that first time. I don't know whether it was before 4 p.m. or not.
No.
Again, if what you're saying is you have no respect for this board, that's an absurdity. If that's your evidence of no respect for the board, which is, after all, the reason for the rule, then that's an absurdity.
Yes.
I would like to make a motion that we, as the LSB who makes the decisions, vote to approve to have George fill the new vacancy on the board or one of the other vacancies that are available right now. Do I have a second?
Second.
We don't have any availability.
He's off. We have an availability.
If he's off.
We as LSB can do that.
Well, then
it's within our right.
Your motion would not, again, comport with the process, which is once there is a vacancy, we send a 30-day notice to open it up for members to participate.
That's not a rule.
It's a practice.
That's a practice, and I'm saying, and I have a second, so let's vote on it.
Okay, who seconded?
I seconded it.
Okay, let the record reflect that his motion is to, again, state the motion.
There's a vacancy that we vote, if George would like to fill the position, that we vote on accepting or denying him membership.
We have
so if there's a vacancy?
Isn't there already
say that again?
If
there is a vacancy.
State it. I have to write this down.
You voted?
Are you going to say it or not?
Okay.
I move that George, we vote to approve George filling the vacancy that's open.
I move we vote to.
We've never done that before.
Okay, then vote them all. Go ahead. Vote against it, Nancy.
You can vote it up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Don't we already have a list of people that are up for these positions?
No.
We've actually used that list up.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a comment, and I may have my memory may not serve me, but I remember Mr. Ryder saying that he would be gone all summer, and that he was concerned that that would cause possibly three absences, and he was told at that time, "Don't worry about it. We can decide to dispense with this rule in situations," and then everybody just.
Well, let me remind y'all that the motion, let me remind you, may I have your attention, please? Let me remind you that the issue before you is not about the number of absences. The issue before you was the requested absence. Was there a request made to be absent? And I don't believe we suspended. I really want to deal with the motion that's on the table.
Will you please continue? I move we vote to. Please finish your motion.
Well, that's because when you make one of the motions,
you don't have a motion.
You write it down.
Until it's in writing, you don't have a motion.
You can't read your mind.
If you people can't read and write, go home.
Since George is interested in running for election to our board, and he's a proven commodity, I move that we vote to approve George.
To fill the open slot position
on the local station board
on LSB
of KPFT Pacifica. 401 Lovett, Houston, Texas.
Okay, now.
It's not fair. Second, and I call the question.
No, you can.
You can't call the question.
You can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can try. Right. You can try, but it ain't going to work. Now, I want to get a stack because I understand this is probably going to be. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is what he's asking is against the rules. You know, you have to, when there's an opening,
certainly it's not protocol.
I have to offer all staff, you know, at least some time.
That's probably why you should vote against it.
This is out of order.
But what I'm saying is that I don't hope we sit here for the next 15 or 20 minutes argue about the good or the bad of this.
Can this be put on the agenda, like at the bottom or next month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We have urgent things to do.
I'm going to
because he's here and he's on the PM.
Well, he can come next month. I'm going to argue this case. I personally think that as chair, you had a chance when we voted 4-5, and there were 5 people for removing him.
It was 2/3.
We needed a 2/3. You keep giving out misinformation.
Okay.
You keep giving out bad information.
I don't understand.
Well, you shouldn't speak if you're going to give out bad information and make people believe something that's not true.
I thought the vote was 4-5.
We needed a 2/3, so my vote, which I generally don't vote, wouldn't have counted, wouldn't have mattered, period. So you're always trying to drag me into this, but I'm not going to allow you to.
I'm not understanding, Mr. Chairman.
That doesn't surprise me, but I'm not going to allow you to make this personal for me.
Part by extreme ignorance. Thank you for emphasizing to everyone that I am ignorant.
What my words, but I'll accept them.
Well, that's okay. That's that. We're talking about the tone here. That's the tone that we're getting.
No, that's the tone you use. Those words you
maybe
use. So now you're going to put words in my mouth.
Maybe I'm not the only person that feels that tone a little.
Okay, tell you what. Why don't you allow this motion to be expedited?
Well, my point is, Mr. Chair, that we have a rule. Yeah, you know what?
Please.
It's as George suggested. If the motion is, if the motion is that he is disrespectful of the foundation and
that's not the motion. It has nothing to do with anything.
No. If the previous motion.
Are there any objections to calling the question?
I object to calling the question.
Why? And what's your basis for objecting?
Well, I object because I think that the motion is somewhat contrived, and I think that if the chair gave it some thought, there might have been a better way to handle it.
Now you're putting it on the chair again. But it's not effective. It's not effective. Other people use that concept, but it doesn't work because you got mindful thinking people here who are free thinking. They can see through it.
Well, that's why the chair occasionally says.
Okay, you've had your time, ma'am. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
I was just going to say, let's vote on calling the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you, and will you repeat the motion, please?
The motion is proposed by Jim Krafka and seconded by Teresa Allen. I move we vote to appoint George to fill the open slot on LSB of KPFT Pacifica 401 Lovett, Houston, Texas.
Point of order?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that.
It's not
a valid motion. We cannot decide here that we will not have election. We will elect somebody that already fall from here. We will elect that same person without giving anybody the opportunity. Since when? We are not God.
We have that right.
I believe that the PNB member is correct in that the process we've used with replacements for the last several years has been what we consider an election. We notice 30 days, people make themselves a candidate, they come before the LSB body, and the LSB vote. Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask your permission to speak on this, because I don't know if it's appropriate.
No.
Why we're in this situation and what the original intent was of the rule. I'd like to explain that. Acceptable?
Go right ahead, Mr. Governor's Chair.
Again, you're quite right. The intention is to remove people who are incessantly absent. And when you did bring it up in the May meeting when it was passed, I personally told you that this shouldn't be a problem because we can be able to suspend the rules. All somebody's got to do is request we suspend the rules. This is not the then after you left, we got a. The only thing that happened was there was a single late request for the July 8th absence, then no request for the other two. Nobody, including everyone who voted for suspending the rules tonight, suggested that we suspend the rules on any of those occasions and go ahead and excuse that absence. And the fact that it's gotten this far, I feel very uncomfortable with. It certainly was not what I intended.
No way.
And I feel like this is an inappropriate use of it, personally.
And your committee came up with the rule?
Yes.
Okay.
Send it back for refining.
And we passed it.
The person who came up with the rule, it's not the heart of what he wanted.
I agree, and what I don't understand, to
come up with the rule.
But
I do believe I have to agree with the PNB member, ladies and gentlemen. This motion is not a proper motion. it does not comport with our what we call precedents that we set and the actions we've taken for the last 2 to 3 years. To do something different would be an affront to the members in terms of those who feel like they would have a right to run for this seat. And let's face it, Mr. Ryder likely would win the seat or have every chance of winning the seat if we did it the right way. Go ahead.
Have you read the bylaws?
Yes.
Aloud?
Yes. No, we haven't read it aloud. Go ahead.
You want to read it? No, somebody would read it better than me.
You can do it.
It's Mark. It's like
this is section 9. Removal of delegates. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. A, said delegate's death or resignation. B, upon the occurrence of a disqualifying act, the appointment to an elected political office, which is an example. C, failure, I've been taught to read before and after, that way you can get the gist of it. C, failure of a delegate to attend 3 consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority of the vote of the LSB members present at the meetings in question.
We cannot change it.
So can we answer?
Go ahead.
A point of information.
Yes, sir.
What were you reading from? Was that the bylaws of the national organization, or was that last thing that you read? The bylaws speak about being removed from the DNB. Was that last thing you read, the motion that was passed here at the beginning of the summer?
That wasn't the motion we passed here. That's the PNB.
Are you a delegate? I think that when we vote us on, we are all delegates. You are a delegate.
That's the bylaws.
He's asking if that's the bylaws.
This is the bylaws.
Yes, sir, Mr. Kraft.
Which bylaws?
Two things.
Pacifica Foundation.
Two things. One, all we had to do was pass my little motion at the start of this big hullabaloo and excuse his absence. But now we're having to go through this big rigmarole.
Was it your motion?
So we need to vote on this, and we need to drop the address off of my motion because you wrote it down incorrectly based upon what I said.
Your motion. Out of order.
Hold on. Let's get this motion clear, please.
So let's vote. And we do not need to talk about presidents, because if you want to go with the president,
it is out of order. This is an embarrassment.
She's talking about not listening to recordings. She's talking about all kinds of things we've done in the past. We want to repeat that? We can repeat that too.
What? Tell me what you're talking about.
She was reading from the bylaws.
This is the
bylaws. Let's vote.
Vote what?
I have a point of information.
Yes, a stupid motion.
Mr. Chair, could we at this time grant Mr. Ryder an excused absence for a previous meeting? Because
we can't.
We already tried that.
Question.
We already tried that, and this gang over here voted against it.
Please, let Mr. Allen talk.
Okay. Could we retroactively grant him an excused absence because he stated to us verbally at a meeting that he was going to be gone for the summer? Could we not pass a resolution to retroactively grant an excuse absence?
Yes.
And that would fix the problem, and then we wouldn't have to go through this whole process.
I second that and drop my motion.
This is present at the meeting in question. That is the bylaw. George,
you
think that this doesn't apply?
It talks about excuse absences. And
exactly.
And
I think it's completely clear that I told you all what was going to happen. I asked you if it was okay if I did that. You told me yes. And now I find the answer is no because of an interpretation of the rules that really doesn't make much sense. I tried, even on the basis of the rules, right? I said, please excuse me from this. I told you I wasn't going to be here. What more can I do in order to request an excused absence? And I was told that this would be all right. That my life, living my life that way would be all right.
And an excused absence in writing.
I'm sorry, I also sent an excused absence the first time. And also part of the motion that was passed here, as I understood it, was it didn't make any difference whether it was an excused absence or not. Three absences in a row and you're off the board.
No.
That's what I was told at the time. That's why I brought up the point about what about me? Even if you excuse me, I'm going to be gone for three.
No.
Which I wouldn't have been, actually. Please stop talking. I'm speaking. It doesn't seem to me that I am, in fact, in any disrespect of this board, that I am, in fact, in any abnegation of my responsibilities to this board. It seems to me that some people on this board simply wish to get me off the board, perhaps. And they're using a technicality which is really absurd in this situation.
Well, before you respond,
Absolutely.
Mr. Riley, a precedence was set before I got on the board.
I want to say one further thing. I have some work that I want to do on the PNB. I'm trying to develop a strategic plan and working hard on doing that. I think it's the most important thing I've done so far in working with this organization. I wish to be able to continue to do it. I think the future of our organization will depend upon us coming up with a strategic plan that's workable. I ask, given the seriousness of the situation, that we not stand on petty rules.
Go ahead.
One of the things that the most disturbs me about the situation is that, unfortunately, the question of suspending the rule was brought up before Mr. Ryder had the right to discuss the point and to represent himself in this meeting. And unfortunately, that puts us in the problem of can't do the same business twice. So, I am very uncomfortable with the fact that we don't get to hear the explanation and then work on suspending the rule. I would have preferred that.
As a point of order, anyone who has voted for the position that passed can move to reconsider at this point.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it would have been voted for. Go ahead.
You can ask.
The person, anyone who voted for the winning position,
I need to ask the chair to help me with that. Mm-hmm. Do I need to get my second dropped and my motion dropped to put in a new motion? Or what would you call it, a substitute motion? What would you like me to do? I have a good substitute motion that will address this whole thing.
Well, I would prefer that we dispense this motion and deal with future motions. But we've spent enough time on this business and this motion.
I dropped my original motion. Teresa, you drop your second? She drops her second. Substitute motion. Earlier, I called for a motion to excuse George for the 6:50 p.m. absence. Remember that? Now I'm asking for a motion to excuse George for the July 15th meeting. Give him an excused absence for that. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. It's not the same business.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
It's not the same business. So sorry.
What time is it?
It's late.
8:37.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's my point of information. Okay, in the 30 days, give or take, till our next LSB meeting, and George's would be allowed to serve until a replacement for his seat is filled until next.
Technically, that wouldn't work.
No.
Okay. Technically, but and let the chair make some appeal. So, given the emotional baggage that comes with this decision, I want to be on the record as saying I took my example from, I wasn't even on the board, but Eddie Garcia, when the chair looked at the record and without any discussion, without all of this hour business, he was declared off the board because of absences. Now, having said that, I support Mr. Ryder as an LSB member and a PNB member. So what I propose is that we don't try to make any special rules for anybody because we're going to get in trouble with that. That we go ahead with what is protocol and what is proper, and I will personally guarantee you my vote at the next LSB election.
Hold
and to
remove. There's already a motion on the floor.
Well, it might be a motion on the floor, but I'm trying to dispense of a matter that your motion, I almost guarantee, ain't going to take care of it.
Well, let's try it.
Okay, let's go for it.
Talk against it.
No, I don't want to talk against it. I'm not talking for or against it. I just made an appeal that to solve this problem and let us get to this agenda tonight, that we deal with, see, these personalities and individual protections holds up the whole process of the organization, period. What is more important? So, having said that, I would like someone to call the question.
Point of information.
Call the question.
Does this vote need a two-thirds vote?
Yes.
No, this vote need a majority vote.
Majority.
Two-thirds again.
The motion that's before us.
No.
Which one? The excuse
absence. It ain't but one motion.
Excuse absence.
No, that is not the motion before us.
She made the second one. Which one is?
The motion is for excuse absence.
Well, that in effect would be rescinding and making... That would require two-thirds, yes.
Right. Point of information,
same,
Mr. Chair.
Same motion, just a different day.
Should we not consider the fact that somebody that voted against his original motion should just ask to rescind? Mm-mm. Take somebody that voted against it to ask for a rescind.
To reconsider.
Motion to
she
reconsider.
She can do that before my motion. Let's
no, no, we're not stacking. We're not. Listen. I'm running this meeting, and the chair states that we're going to vote on this motion you have on the table, so we can, hopefully you won't have another.
Please read the motion.
It's the exact same motion.
You read the motion.
I move we vote to appoint George to fill the open slot on LSB of KPFT.
That's the problem.
That's the only ones that got written down in front of me.
From now on, when you make a motion, put it in writing.
Yes.
Right. We're not going to accept it.
And when ask for excused absence, you put it in writing and send it an email.
Susie,
tell
please.
People.
Ms. Moreno.
And we don't have to spend time like this.
I would like to clarify the fact that it has been said here by more than one person that those that voted for George in the room were in fact voting against him, which was entirely not true on my view.
That's how they like to paint stuff.
I voted for that fact. It's because I'm voting for protocol.
It's a protocol.
I'm voting for rules and regulations. And a process that we have all voted against. And in order to do business, there has to be a process, and a process that we all must follow. And then we're going to make exceptions because somebody is more important than the other. And I understand the importance, and I clearly understand that. Then we're going to have to make exceptions for everybody.
Yes.
And there are people on the board that are clearly more intelligent, clearly have more experience than the rest of us, but we are all here for the same purpose, because we care, because we want to be counted, because we represent our listeners. And the most important thing is the listeners and the station, not our individual selves and what we believe and what we think and how we think things should be.
Write your motion down.
There has to be protocol, and there has to be rules and regulations, and I don't even have to be followed, because that's what's wrong with a lot of organizations, and that's why they crumble, and that's what's wrong.
Don't write on my pad. What does write down?
And I think that's just terrible for somebody that pointed out exactly that I'm going to vote against George.
I move that we move July 15th.
I have a lot
to
of respect
excuse
for him
George Ryder's absence of July 15th
writing in. I'm really getting nervous.
That's just. And I had a lot of other things to
read. That's okay. You have a right to be upset, my friend. But I hope y'all will accept my offer that we dispense of this like we've been dispensing of it and bring the election next month. I'll put out a notice today. In 30 days, we have another election. I believe those who've spoken who didn't support this motion before will support Mr. Ryder, but holding this meeting up like this is just not productive.
Point of information, that means he's off the board for
for now.
I move that we excuse George Ryder's absence.
But that doesn't preclude him from being a member of the PNB committee, does it?
No, it's not.
Well, PNB committee is what he's working on. I mean, that's nothing preclude him for the next 30 days to work on the committees he's been working on. Do y'all? Go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
I have not spoken on this.
You're right.
It seems to me that there is certainly a casual approach to this by saying, I'm going to be out of town for the next couple of months. But it seems to me that it was an obligation of everybody on this board who was aware and who thought about the rules and to whom the rules are so important to say at the time, please put it in writing. And nobody did. And where is the culpability or the responsibility of the board to assist members? No, this is an attack. This is, we got you. If this is how we want to behave, is this how we want to relate to each other? That is a gotcha.
That's a characterization of it, but I'm not sure I got you.
Okay, so I don't believe that the people on this board want to operate with each other in this fashion. If Teresa tells me she's sick, I will report to the board and say, Teresa is sick. And does she need a written note, or does she get a black mark or something because she didn't do it herself? George told you he was going to be absent. This is not a casual disappearance. This isn't, oh, I think I'll not go to the meeting tonight because I'm too tired. This is a man who puts 10 hours a week at least into Pacifica business. And to promote him as somebody who just misses meetings, it's just not true. It's not factual, and it is an attack. And it's not the way we want to behave with each other.
Next. Anyone?
I would like the secretary, I don't know if you have it, if anybody has, maybe in their computer, the rule that we passed when Mr. Ryder was here. Ignorance, if I don't, can you read it? Ignorance is never an excuse. I learned that the hard way the first time that I talked to a judge that I didn't know that were some restrictions somewhere. Ignorance is not an excuse. He was here when we discussed, he made the team, we discussed it. Can anybody read for me? Susan, can you read it for me? I don't want to read it. Can you read the rule?
No LSB member or committee member shall be granted an excused absence if they have three or more absences in the immediately preceding 12 months, not to be counted for any month retroactive to passage of this rule, May 13th, 2015. To qualify for an excused absence, this request must be emailed to lsb@kpft.org at least 3 hours in advance of the scheduled meeting time.
Point of order.
Yes.
Is there some reason why the chair is holding up the questions being called?
Other than recognizing members like you all the time who raise their hands, that may be the only reason.
Okay, so we're ready to dispense with it?
Maybe not. If I get more hands like yours and theirs, recognize. But to answer your question, you've had 15. Yes.
Did he not tell us that he was going to be missing these dates before that was passed? He told us, and that request.
Did he send an email before 4 p.m. any of those 3 days? That is the only question that is valid here, Teresa. That's the rule.
Well, perhaps I did not understand it was before 4 p.m., since I did send one. But I also understood at that time that it didn't really make any difference, that if you missed three meetings in a row, whether they were excused or not, that you were off the board.
You just
That's
heard.
What I asked at the time.
Did you
I
hear?
But, Judge, in all out, that when you think about that, Three meetings
I'm
you
sorry,
missed.
That's what I understood.
But that wasn't...
No,
I let you all know that I was going to be missing... specifically because it seemed to me it didn't make any difference whether you excuse me or not, and you told me, no, we can handle that when you come back. That's what I heard. That's what I understood. You can call that ignorance of the rules, whatever you want. That's what I heard, and that's what I understood.
That's fair. That's what you heard. That's what you understood.
And that's what I brought up at the time.
But in fact, the problem we have with records
is that
no record of that.
This, even on a technical detail, because it didn't get to you before 4 p.m.,
that's
the whole reason?
Well, the reason
that is really absurd.
It's actually
really absurd.
But we're actually dealing with something that we've been trying to deal with for several months.
You in advance?
Let me respond, just like I listened to you.
Yes.
We had some issues with making quorum. So what we tried to do was send to governance committee to come up with a rule that would clean the road, and came, because we had some people who missed 11 meetings out of 12. And so this is the best solution, and you didn't support it, I don't believe, but you were aware of it. So I think what's of issue today and what's before us today is whether or not we don't go with protocol, we don't go with what we've been doing for the last several people who've had these issues and make an exception. And
I
that's really what's here.
Okay, since I did ask you and tell you I was going to be gone, way in advance of any of the second or the
three meetings, been waiting.
That you do, in fact, what Jim Crafter suggests, which is, excuse me, posthumously for that.
Mr. Alon?
Or suspend the rules so that it doesn't apply. It's clear that the situation is not what you intended to accomplish by passing this motion.
Mr.